So WrestleMania, huh?
Yeah, WrestleMania. Welcome to the Comedy Club podcast. I'm Dustin Kaufman, coming to you from the Comedy Club at Kansas City. Like, subscribe, share, and follow us across the board just at the Comedy Club KC. I'm here with the first time I met him. First time I met you, immediately I called you my new best friend.
Yeah, you know what? You're one of my favorite club owners.
You're one of my favorite people.
Yeah, so. Yeah. You know what? I should say that. I didn't have to qualify it. You're one of my favorite club owner.
Yeah. He's gonna be Eric with a C.
No, you bastard. Yeah, so this guy, you hit me up and he's like, listen, I'm not gonna be around because I'm going to WrestleMania. Like, I don't remember the last time I was even interested in WrestleMania.
First time I went was 2018.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so this is like a thing.
I've been a fan since I was a little kid. It was just something I never really grew out of. I'm just a huge mark.
Well, me too. You know what? You know what's so funny? I remember the first time I was watching wrestling. It was like a Saturday morning, and it was just like, I was like, oh, what is this? You know, it was very dramatic and everything.
Yeah.
So I'll never forget. It was like, you know, it's a championship bout. And in my mind, I'm like, oh, wow, I'm catching a championship game. You know what I mean? Like, I was super excited. I was like, championship. Okay. Some guy comes out and then Hulk Hogan comes out. And it's just, and I'm like, oh my God, this is, and Hulk Hogan is like, oh, you know, everything's great. Then the match is going on and I'm like really into it, you know? And then like, you know, this guy's beating Hulk Hogan. And I'm like, I'm about to see the belt change. This is crazy. And then like Hulk Hogan starts to go, blah, 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 you know? And I was like, oh my God. It was, and then like, you know, Hulk Hogan does the thing and he like slams him down and he hits him with the leg drop. And I'm a little kid and I'm in my place and I'm screaming, oh my God, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life. And then the next week it happened again.
Wait a minute.
And what I'm saying is, for a week, that was the greatest sports spectacle I've ever seen in my life. And then I knew it was fake.
You go to Vegas for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Whenever it's not there.
Yeah. No. Right. Because when it's there, whenever you can't afford it.
Whenever the Super Bowl's not in Vegas, you go to Vegas for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I've been going with my buddy Jeff. Like, we've been going for 20 years.
Who's your team?
My team goes up. And I'm a Rams guy because I'm from LA. So when they were back in the day with Eric Dickerson and all that. But I've liked a bunch of teams, like the Rams, like the Colts.
But so in football, they make the same play. They throw the same pass.
It's different. It's not scripted. No matter what you clowns think at home, it's not scripted. Okay? No, I thought Hulk Hogan was going to lose the belt for the first time me ever watching. I'm going to see that. You know how exciting that was?
Yes.
And then the next week to see the exact same thing happen. Even as a little kid, I knew. I was like, I remember the disappointment I felt. I was like, oh, this is fake.
That he did.
Now, I still watched it because it was the WWF when I was watching it.
Right.
I still watched it for years. I enjoyed the.
But you understood that it was theatrics.
Yeah, the theatrics.
How old were you?
Oh, man. God, I must have been like, 10, 11,
and
something like that.
And you just saw right through it.
Good. Yeah.
All right.
But I still enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So there was always like, you know.
I mean, because
remember Saturday Night Main Event?
Yes.
Yeah, so that used to be the thing. But, you know, here's a little fun fact.
What do you mean it's scripted? We can backtrack. What do you say?
You know what I'm saying.
What are you saying,
I'm sorry, Eric? That I'm about to ruin your weekend. Hold on a second. But I remember that no belts ever changed hands at a Saturday Night Main Event. So no matter how dramatic it was, they were never going to change belts at Saturday Night Main Event.
They're selling tickets for
until one time they had a special Friday Night Main Event. And I'm on my front on the phone with my buddy James.
Was this I wouldn't. Which? What time? Go ahead.
No. What time do you think it is?
The Hulk Hogan, Andre the Giant. Because
no. That was WrestleMania.
Right, but it also there was like a fake referee and a whole thing.
No,
and
this is when
that's what led to the tournament of WrestleMania 4.
I think this was when the Ultimate Warrior won the Intercontinental Championship.
Oh, I'm gonna have to stop you.
Huh?
That was SummerSlam 88. It was pay-per-view. It was like the first.
I'm talking not the championship, the Intercontinental belt.
Right. It was Honky Tonk Man, and he beat him in like 11 seconds.
No, but this was on a, I'm telling you, this was on a Friday night main. It was a special, what I'm saying is, oh, maybe it was Macho Man Savage. It was Macho Man.
Okay.
It was it was Macho Man, and it was a special Friday night main event. They've never done it before, and so I was like, "Ooh, Friday night main event." It was like, "Yeah, this is always Saturday night main event." So they did this special Friday night main event, and then the belts exchanged, and it was like so exciting. I was yelling, my mom was banging on the wall, like, "Shut up! It's too," you know, because it was late, you know. But listen, I enjoyed that.
Where'd you grow up?
In California, Los Angeles.
Okay,
I enjoyed. Wrestling up until it turned into the WWE, then I was out.
You were out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then it just was like, it's hard to, you just get to a certain age where you're like, all right, this is like, it's like fantasy football, man.
Yeah.
It's like fantasy football. Wrestling is fantasy football.
That's okay.
And it's okay. That's fantasy football.
Yeah.
But I hate when you don't want to be around a person who's like, you know that's not real. You don't own a team.
You know,
you don't want that energy. And I had that energy towards wrestling, so I had to stop.
As a rule, like, I get along with most wrestling fans. It's a real thing that's a connect. Like, yeah. I go to football games and I can't stand the people at that fucking game.
Yeah.
They're fucking drunk and obnoxious and physical and mouthy. And it's I've had a lot of just seen a lot. I don't know. I'm introvert. So like when I see people acting this aggressively and I have witnessed it at multiple football games, right?
Well, you're also,
I don't see that
sitting in the very cheap section. So,
not always.
Most of the time.
Is that when it happens? Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
This happens in LA, and there's just like an area in Dodger Stadium that you just know that's where stuff's gonna happen.
I don't really sit in like nosebleed seats. I'm not. If I'm going to go to a show, I'm not.
It's not even nosebleed seats. It's, I mean, just, football's weird. Football's different because actually the better seats are ones that are like that middle level.
Yeah. The club seats.
Yeah. No, because you want to look down on the game. You
I mean, I've seen it happen there too. I mean,
this is Kansas City too. So it's like,
no, Washington. I went to a Seahawks game, Seattle. Versus 49ers, and I had an off-duty cop fucking like literally like pushing me, like drunk, fucking kept flicking my, because I had longer hair and stuff, like I'm like, please stop touching me, you know what I mean? And or just once at a Chiefs game, just a really fucking drunk guy talking a lot of shit and stuff.
Oh yeah, it's a common denominator here.
That guy wasn't talking to me. I just witnessed it. You know, I've had good experiences at games too.
Well, I'm so out of wrestling. I don't even know who's the champion right now. Like,
I've been to a lot more wrestling events, and I've almost never seen a fight break out in this.
Because the people that fight, they know they know it's not real. So.
Okay, so that's why.
So they're not going to come and be like,
"This is real," because it is. It's their team. It's their.
Yeah, it's different. It's like
I couldn't imagine if the Undertaker lost. When he lost WrestleMania and people just start like, fuck you, man. You know, like just actual aggression and stuff.
Well, it got weird. Did you see that documentary about Andre the Giant? That was such a great documentary.
I've probably seen it.
Yeah, that was great. Just hearing about what was going on, like when, he was really injured.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like rolling him out for WrestleMania. And like, they didn't even know what they were going to do, I think Hulk Hogan hurt his back that night.
He claims that
he damaged himself.
Like that carried with him his whole life.
Yeah. But I mean, you're picking up 500 pounds.
It wasn't the first time he body slammed him.
That was the first time, though.
No, it wasn't.
When was the first time?
He did it in early 80s.
Oh. But that was like a big state. I remember that WrestleMania. That was an amazing WrestleMania.
Andre was like wearing his blue shorts or something. Like that. It was just a whole different. It was them before them, and Hogan slammed them all the same. A couple years, it just wasn't a big. But then for WrestleMania 3, they acted like it never happened before, and oh my god, like for real. But it's okay because it was a huge. It was one of my dad's favorite matches.
Yeah, that was awesome.
When my dad passed away, I remember I went home that night and I watched that match because I know that was one of his favorite matches.
That's probably why you're still connected to it.
Definitely. I mean, my dad, I had a good thing with my dad, and even late teens or in early 20s, I'd go to his house and watch pay-per-views and stuff. Like, oh, Pops will get the pay-per-view and make spaghetti.
Yeah, my mom just died a few months back, you know.
Your dad?
My mom.
Your mom?
Yeah. So it's like, it's a weird thing, right?
Yeah. See, my mom's still around.
Oh, good for you. Well, my mom had dementia, so it was tough. Like, she had dementia for like almost 8 years. It was mild, but it's still.
My mom's got Jewmentia. It's just something old Jewish women get. I don't know.
Jewmentia? Oh, my God. She starts spending money. That's how you know something's wrong with her. Yeah. But at least she got to see my kid, which was great.
Oh, that's nice. So that's where I moved back to Kansas City from LA when we were pregnant with my oldest, and I had family here. My mom was in Florida, but my dad was here, and you know, I had some other family and stuff like that. And then so my son was born April of 2014. My dad passed away in July of 2014.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, you know, it's
like,
tough.
It's like on that, on top of it, but like also as having a brand new baby, you're like, I still looked to my dad at the time as like, I don't know, a support system.
Yeah, yeah, man.
Like,
your emergency contact. You've
done this.
You're a support
I'm
animal.
Here, you know.
Well, we actually moved. So I lived in L.A. and then we moved outside of L.A. to this place called Santa Clarita because her parents live over there. So that was like important to me. You know, I was like
to be around
to have my son be around his grandma.
Oh, that's,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she's great. She like, she'll just, sometimes she just comes by just to take him on a walk. You know, she's like, hey, I'm here. I'm taking Wolf on a walk. And I go, all right. You know, she gets them in the stroller and she just goes on a long walk around our neighborhood. So I love that. You know, that's like an experience. I just think about all the things I didn't experience and I'm trying to make sure he lives that, you know, all the things I never got and all the things I did get that I loved. I want to do all that.
I do remember, like, even though I was in my 30s, like with my dad there, I was still able to, like, I still felt like I'm still somebody's kid, right? So I'm still my dad's kid. So I'm just like, oh, I'm a kid who has a kid and this, and then and then it's when as soon as he passes away, you're like, man, I am.
Yeah, you're a grown ass man.
I am the grown ass man now.
Yeah, it's
like
tough.
This just happened. It ain't my brother. Yeah. I am the grown ass man.
Yeah, it's weird how life comes at you. I think especially for men, because we're like, you know, I always feel like we're adolescents with grown man resources up until we're like 40. You know what I mean? And then all of a sudden we're like, wait a minute, I got to do man shit now. I got to, you know what I mean?
I'm getting Ninja Turtle tattoos in my 40s now. I'm just,
you're going to WrestleMania.
Going to WrestleMania.
You're a mess. You're a hot mess. You really are a mess.
I'm a mess. It's fine. It's fine. I'm fine.
I know. I'm just teasing. A little bit of a mess, but I'm
a
teasing.
A little bit of a mess.
Yeah.
With a mohawk now.
Yeah, but you always have, you know, you have a distinct look. You always have this, like.
Just comfortable.
Yeah, you're like a hippie.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Dark, at least a little bit.
You're a jippy. Can you say, is that like
it's probably closer.
A Jew hippie.
Like, I was talking to my friend, like, I had a.
Because you're like a rabbi from here up, and then, like, you're a hippie from the neck down. You know what I mean? It's weird, right? Everybody, it's like a really weird
everybody,
look.
Sierra.
Yeah, Sierra, right? Isn't that weird? Like this does not match, like, you know what I mean? Like, it just sometimes I see, I go, what's going on? Rabbi Hoffman over here.
So wait, do I need to change this or this?
I think the top part.
I just changed the top part. I just cut a muffin off of my head.
Okay, I'm but that doesn't even make sense. You should have just kept that.
Kept the hair.
Yeah, you should shave all of it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, 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 no,
oh, that's
no.
Just your.
I'm not shaving my beard.
That's your Judanity?
I haven't had a complete clean shave ever. 18.
Why not?
I don't want to. I don't know.
What are you? What?
I don't know.
What are you, like, got a circumcision business or something? Like, what?
No,
why?
What? No.
I'm just saying, it's like, you have a very distinct look.
I mean,
that doesn't match the everything else.
Because I have a beard?
Yeah. No, it's not just a beard. It's like you really. you look like a rabbi. You do.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I mean,
right? Doesn't he look like a rabbi?
I mean,
Sierra, it's okay. He's not going to fire
that's
you.
That's like how
he Jewish. Looks like a rabbi. We're going to go to temple and he's going to be like, you know what I mean?
I mean, I look really Jewish.
Yeah.
I
yeah. Know, I, yeah. You're just, that's why you get in fights at games. You think it's the football?
It's a Jew. Jew, get out of here.
So, you know, I don't know. I'm just curious as to, like, you know.
Of course he won the coin toss. What does that even mean?
Yeah, what does that even
what
mean?
What are we talking about?
Yeah. But it's just interesting that you decided to, like, you went.
I can't.
You said, yeah, you know what? Let me, you went like this. Yeah, can you modernize me? Eyebrows up.
So it's eyebrow to here.
You went like, yeah, you know what? Let's hook me up. Dude. Bring me into the 21st century from here up.
Eric,
but keep it Moses from the ears down to the chin. I just want to stay Moses. That's what you did when you went into the place.
What a great stay Moses.
Yeah, yeah, keep it Moses.
It's my next tattoo.
Yeah.
Stay Moses.
That'd be great. Yeah, you should make a t-shirt. That should be your merch. Stay dude, Moses.
I shaved the beard. I'm still Jewish as hell, man. I still have a big Jewish nose.
I don't.
Big Jewish ears. No.
I don't mind that. That's not the issue. What I'm just saying is like, I think that it would be more in line with, like,
so
the long shorts pants that you like to wear.
Trimmer beard?
Yeah. And what? I think it would take, like, 5 years off your age, too.
Because of the gray?
Yeah.
So I know the hair, because I had the, when my hair was, it's a very gray here, so, and it was long and pulled back, and I was just wrapping all the gray hair around my head. Oh, and I know wow. There's a lot of gray.
Oh, that's right. I do remember you had a very, yeah. Yeah, you had like a Russian hat as a, you know what I mean?
Of hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. But I just, okay. I like that. You know what? See, this is a start. I like that you got like a modern fade from here to here. I like it. It's just, you know.
I'm going to keep it.
Hey, do you?
I'm going to keep it.
It's who you are, right?
What did Jessamay say? Jessamay, she said, I think it was Jessamay said, you can cut the beard and look younger or keep a beard and look better. Oh. About guys in general.
Well, it depends.
But I think,
I mean, it's like, well, I mean,
I don't want to see what I look like.
Maybe get a little brush or something. Or
I brush it. I put a little beard oil in it today.
Yeah.
Do my hair. It's just. It's
maybe the side. Maybe cut. Maybe like. Maybe taper the sides down.
Taper the sides.
Yeah.
Is no. Why?
Yeah, maybe what's just happening? Do that. No, I'm just.
What is
thinking of different looks? You can keep the beard.
It's kind
of
anti-Semitic. Oh.
And there it is. There it is, everybody.
My kids half Jewish.
Yeah, I can say this. He's not even half. I mean, when the mom's Jewish, he's Jewish. Yeah,
that's the way it is.
Yeah, he calls shotgun on Jewish.
I know. God, my babysitter keeps asking me to take my youngest kid to church. I guess he's asking her, but like,
oh, that's infuriating.
It's a little, and I'm like, are you, and I have to, I'm going to have to, because it's like the third time, and so I have to have to say something now.
Yeah, you might have to say something.
I've ignored it. Because it's like, you're not teaching him your beliefs as facts, are you? It's, you know what I mean? That's what, because it's like,
could be, man.
You can't do that. It's not even invade. It's like, just for me, it's like, it needs to be presented as, this is what I was taught to believe, but there's many beliefs, and none of them are necessarily wrong.
Right. But you want to be in charge of that.
Yes.
I get it.
Oh, by the way, there's thousands of God. I just happen to pray to this one.
Yeah.
That's my personal.
I remember when I took, like, I was going to, like, college later as an adult. You know, I was, like, I was going to Mount St. Mary's. They had this adult school program. You know, it was great. And I took this class. It was World Religions. And it was the first time I really had a sense of, like, oh, the world is way, it's even bigger and more vast in its knowledge and, you know, things you could do than I ever thought possible. You know, it's like you hear about Hindu and the Baptists. Like, if you hear what Hindus believe in, you kind of go, oh, I kind of like that.
Yeah.
And you realize that there's other things that you could, like, you know.
Buddhism here.
Yeah. I remember taking this class called the History of the Bible, right? very controversial class because, you know, when you have this professor who's sitting here going like, well, okay, well, this is the Bible was here, then it was handed over to these people and these people. Then you have all these, like, you know, really devout Christians in the class who are just kind of like, I got to get out of here. Because I don't want to, this isn't, they think like, you know, somebody was in a room where a light came through the window and then some old man with a beard that looks just like you was just like, you know, and then there was, you know, Adam and Eve, you know, that's not how it happened. You know what I mean? So it's when you hear the hit, and so it was very fascinating to me to hear like how many times the Bible has passed through and how many like, you know, books were taken out of it because it contradicted and like, you know what I mean? The Bible is a really strange thing.
Yeah.
But the more technology and as we get older and older with science and technology, I think the allure and like the mystique of the Bible is like going away.
Is your child going to be raised with religion or Jewish? Is your wife practicing?
No.
No.
Yeah,
I had a bar mitzvah.
She's a bacon eating ass Jew.
I'm as they call a bacon Jew. It's yeah. Like right, reform, like
Abu
between reform and bacon. It's like Orthodox, conservative, reform, and I'm between reform and bacon for sure. Is right. What I was raised as. I wasn't even raised like very, and I stuck. Actually, it was pretty spiritual for a long time, and until religion just got. Side of it rubbed me the wrong way. Just one day, I was in Portland, and there was a church. I don't know. It was a bad day.
I hear you.
Nature. I'm like,
well, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, especially, like, it's all. I think location is important. I mean, it's probably hard to be like Jewish in Kansas City, or am I off base?
No, it's for me. It's never been hard to be myself. My issue. It was never being afraid or, you know, hesitant to be me or to be Jewish.
Maybe it's lonely to be Jewish, and if you're looking for like the Jewish communities and the camaraderie of other Jews,
it exists. If you have to go to it,
look for it, right?
But the Jewish Community Center is very prominent, and they have.
Oh, that's good.
You know, but like Temple, I mean, I still like one of my best friends today. I was is still from somebody I went to Hebrew school with and stuff like that. So like, it wasn't even that. My issue with it. Became with the religion itself. It wasn't even necessarily the God or the belief system. It became with the. I got mad at the business that's controlling the spirituality side of it.
Yeah, but that's what it is, man. Everything gets ruined by business. That's what happened from me with wrestling. I was out. Did you see that Vince McMahon documentary?
Yeah, I went to. Church with friends from school a couple sometimes.
How's that?
I mean, it didn't change my mind.
My mom was super into going to church on the big days. Mother's Day.
Easter. Easter. Like a lot. That's what I mean. She's like, talking about Easter. She wants to take him to. I mean, that's because I'm hesitant. Like, should I let him go and learn about. It's not like he's going to be converted. If anything, he'll be bored out of his mind.
Or maybe not. Or maybe being like, oh, I needed this in my life. You know, you never know.
Are you religious? Are you spiritual?
I'm probably just more spiritual. I believe in common sense. And, you know, it's like the idea of treat everybody well.
I used to be able to answer the question, do you believe in God, immediately. And now I just don't. I don't. That question bothers me now. It's a.
Well, because.
I have an inner struggle right now, I think.
Yeah, because what it. You know, it's. I know exactly what you mean. I mean, it's what does that even mean now? And because it's like it's attached to other people's ideas and definitions. So it's hard to like wrap your brain around your own definition of what you think that is. You know, is there an old man in the sky? That's like the old, like,
yeah,
that's like, that's not what do you, I don't think
anybody, I hope so, because I love living. I don't, you know what I mean? Like I think the hardest thought about death is that it stops. That's just, it's like your relationship ceases to stop. You're not going to get to see the next crappy Avengers movie.
But that's what is that philosophy?
I want to see WrestleMania 100.
Philosophical arguments, though, is that, okay, so let's say there is a God and there is an afterlife. Well, you want to make sure you live a good life, because then you have to answer to this person. if there's no God, you want to live the best life you can because that's all you have.
And you took either way, be a good person. Don't be a schmuck.
Right.
Yeah.
And we'll take a commercial. This is Helix Sleep, guys. If you need a mattress that... That'd be the moment for that, right? You got to get some ads.
what do you got coming up, buddy?
I've been doing directing, so I directed like three of Matt Rife's comedy specials. I'm about to do another one. I directed Martin Amini's special. I'm out there. I'm putting my name out there to be a comedy director. But I did a movie called The Everything Pot with Lisa Edelstein from House. So that was in Tribeca last year, so we're still waiting to see if that's going to get distributed.
Okay.
And, you know, I did a little scene in a Vince Vaughn Pacino movie. I forgot the name of the movie, but that might come out. Who knows? Because that's how Hollywood is. You do a movie in 2024, and you don't see it in the theaters till 2028. Who knows? So we'll see what goes on with that. It. Yeah.
That'll be awesome.
They'll probably send me a, who knows? Or maybe I got cut out. Who knows? But, and I'm just traveling. I'm touring. ericgriffin.com. Check me out there. And I'm here in Kansas City. We got, when does this come out?
I never said his last name when we started this.
Eric Griffin. E-R-I-K.
I just called Griffin. You Eric with a C.
Yeah, and he didn't even spell it right. So people are looking for me right now, like, where is it? You know? Everybody's typing like this.
I intentionally didn't spell it right.
The Jew messed us up.
Eric, E-R-I-K, Griffin with six Fs.
Oh, my
comedy,
God.
Not, no.
And can we take a poll? Put a poll up. Should he taper the beard?
No.
Yeah, put a poll up.
I don't need that on YouTube. Life. I'm not going to look at it.
You're not going to. You're like, I don't want to know what people think.
I don't want to know what people think. Yeah. I don't care.
I like it.
I'm comfortable.
I like it, Rabbi Dustin.
Man, thank you. I love you. I wish I could be here the whole weekend.
But you got to get to WrestleMania.
I'm going to Vegas.
Yeah, that's the stat. Yeah, that's having WrestleMania in Vegas is like having Temple at a strip club. You know what I mean?
Temple at a strip club?
Yeah. So you're like, well, I got to go to Temple. And they're like, where is it? It's down at the strip club. So, of course. So I get it. Vegas is such a great destination for anything.
Yeah.
No matter what it is.
There's so many shows for WrestleMania week, no matter where they go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They have indie wrestling shows all week and live podcasts and
it's gonna be great.
Post that Vegas is a really fun place to have a little more expensive.
I mean, I almost wanted to cancel the weekend and be like, oh dude, I got something came up and then I see you in Vegas. That'd be so hilarious. What if I would have canceled and then you're like, Eric, what are you doing here?
Eric,
I'm like,
if you wanted to cancel and come to Vegas, I would have invited you with me. I was like, dude, I got a suite. I got an extra room.
I know.
Let's double book it.
Next time we'll
all right.
That would have been fun to be in Vegas with you for WrestleMania. But anyways, Eric Griffin, Kansas City Comedy Club. Come on out. I'm Eric. This is Dustin. That's Sierra.
That's Sierra. All right.
And we're out.
Bye. See you next week.
Thank you.